Governor Andrew Cuomo's comments in recent days about COVID-19 testing at schools are causing confusion and concern in local districts. WXXI's Beth Adams has more.
The governor mentioned COVID-19 testing in his briefings over the last few days. He says he has been deluged by calls from concerned parents, and it's one of their most asked questions.
How many tests? Is that a representative sample? How long is it going to take you to get the test returns?
But before this weekend, school administrators like West Irondequoit Superintendent Aaron Johnson say they had not heard about any guidelines or requirements for testing staff or students for the virus.
So that came out of left field.
In fact, in its guidance for school reopenings, the New York State Education Department specifically advised against it. The department said it strongly recommended that schools comply with CDC guidance and not conduct COVID-19 testing or require testing of students or staff members. Whether to conduct testing, the guidelines say, is a decision that should be left to health authorities. Johnson says he would understand the need for testing as a safety measure, but the timing is a problem and it could cause unintended consequences.
And that would make me anxious as a superintendent if that was something that was required this late in the game and could potentially create a barrier for some schools to be able to launch a successful hybrid model.
WXXI has reached out to Governor Cuomo's office for clarification. Beth Adams, WXXI News.